Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship.
Come to you this evening, Lord, with a heart full of thanks and a heart full of gratitude. Father God, realizing and recognizing that you are the author and finisher of our faith. With you, God, we can do all things, but God, without you, we can't do anything. So, Father God, let your glory be revealed in our lives, oh God. Forgive us, oh Lord, for any sins we've committed by thought, word, or deed. And Father God, just govern our thoughts, our steps, oh God. Just order our ways, oh God, so that we can walk right before you, oh God. Father God, we thank you for this call and all that are listening, oh God. Decrease us and increase you in us as we come to minister your word, oh God. And Father God, open all hearts and ears and spirits and minds to receive what thus saith the Lord. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Y'all always bring it. I'm doing the chest thing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hello,
praise
everyone.
The Lord.
My name is Victoria Mancheri. I'm the executive producer for Victorious Radio and Communications. It's an exciting Monday. It's Monday, and I'm so excited. First, I want to thank you for joining us again for a new episode of Motivational Mondays, the Power Hour. We look forward to bringing forth a host of guests and ministry leaders to create an enlightened pathway to God's purpose. We are prayerful that the message delivered through this Christian Talk and Teach broadcast will help others to walk out the Word of God through ministries and lives, on jobs, within families, and certainly among our community leaders. We welcome the opportunity to pray for others and establish a line for prayer throughout the world. We pray to strengthen the body of Christ with equipment, armor, and understanding while building faith, hope, and abundance in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Also, please be sure to stay tuned to the end of the show where the Bible verse breakdown and detailed explanation on the meaning of God's word will be conducted later on in the show. So with that said, let's go right to it and be about our Father's business in the name of Jesus Christ. If you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com, Victorious Radio Communications. And please, please, please do not hesitate to give us a call. The Blog Talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. We have a few forum rules in which we would like all participants to abide. Number one, respect will be given to others at all times. Number two, no badgering, as this assembly is created to be safe and nurturing. In the end, we agree to disagree. Number four, please, absolutely no profanities. We choose to keep this forum clean in his presence. And prayer requests are always welcome here. So if you wish to address the forum with a comment, prayer request, or topic, please feel free to press the number one, and we will acknowledge and permit your entrance into the forum. Before I introduce our hostesses tonight, I have a little surprise. The last time I did this, I quoted a date and everything got jacked up. So I'm going to ask our ladies tonight to keep me in prayer, and I will not quote dates on the air. But we're becoming a syndicated station in Washington, D.C. So we are moving forward. In addition to becoming a syndicated, which means that we would be AM or FM or maybe both, this is a huge expansion for the radio station. Now, we love being on the Internet, and we love reaching people on an international and national level. However, being able to establish some things right here in our hometown, the DMV, which is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, in case you're listening and don't know what DMV is a huge opportunity. Additionally, our syndicated station is getting ready to start a joint collaboration with some people in Paterson, New Jersey, in which once we're syndicated, we will begin to give youth jobs in communications and production. So this is very exciting for the station. This opens many doors for all of our participants, in particular Motivational Mondays, who's been with us over a year, to do some great things. So I wanted to leak out a little bit of the surprise, but I can't tell everything just yet. But keep all of us in prayer. And now with that little leak out of the way, let me please present tonight's leading ladies, Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel O'Brien and Minister Maria Wright. Definitely motivated, and it's definitely Monday, so, you know, I'm feeling it, and I'm ready for you ladies to bring it, because I know as hard as I've been working, I need my spiritual vitamin today, so I'm stepping back. I'm going to let y'all do what you do. Let's bring it.
Amen. Amen. Well, first of all, congratulations on expanding. Praise God.
We're expanding. We. Mm-hmm. Because we. It's not, there is no I in we. It is definitely a we. So congratulate you and congratulate Maria and our viewers and all of the participants.
Amen.
What a blessing. God do it.
God is in it. Amen.
Thank you.
Keep him first. Keep him first in everything we do. Well, I just want to touch on some things. I've been asking the Lord all day, Lord, what topic, what is it, Lord? And it just seemed like it wasn't coming today. And maybe about an hour ago, he brought some information I was reading, and I just felt as though this is probably appropriate after the show last week with the youth, which was awesome. I mean, I had such a good time with them last week, and it was such a blessing, and I really believe many were blessed by them speaking out, and I'm looking forward to doing more things with them. Amen. So I'm touching on the language of feelings, which will go into disease and health. So let me just start off with the language of feelings. Of all the language in the world, the most difficult language to communicate is the language of feelings. One of the greatest challenges human beings is to effectively communicate with other people what we truly feel. Have you ever felt as if there was a time bomb inside of you ready to explode any second, yet you were unable to identify the source of the feeling, of this feeling? Have you experienced one day where an ordinary task was easy and then the next day it was impossible, a gigantic mountain to climb? Have you ever had a feeling of being two or more separate individual or of a being someone totally different than yourself, wondering who the real you was or where the real you had gone? Perhaps for some unexplained reason, you have been touchy or aggravated for a long period of time than you would like, maybe even unleashing verbiage or exhibiting behaviors that was unworthy of you. Have you ever had the feelings that you were two enemies or more who were constantly fighting each other as if there was a war going on inside of you? Or perhaps you experience sleepless nights after night for no apparent reason. If you recognize yourself in the above examples or have experienced similar frustration, I would suggest to you the possibility that you could be suffering from unresolved, repressed, suppressed negative feelings you thought you have taken care of. Feelings you thought were dead and gone. What you may not realize is that when negative feelings are not resolved as they occur, the feelings remain very much alive in the physical energy field body. And these feelings affect each day of your life. In other words, unresolved feelings buried alive never die. Now, if you all remember what the children said last week, how they felt and some of the things that were being said to them or some of the things that they experienced, not only bullying, but even as they grow up in their homes or in the schools or in church or wherever they may be, they still have feelings. And what was coming to me is a lot of these feelings for us adults happen in our childhood. And reading this, it just showed where we have these openings and how these things can manifest in our life, and we really not understanding what they are. And being that the kids are still young and haven't grown into their young adult, teenagers, but you still have babies and children as well, so those who have children, it's for us to be very mindful to consider what we're saying to our children and what we're displaying to our children, and that we basically stay before God to be an example for them so they can express themselves appropriately, not just expressing themselves willy-nilly and saying whatever they want out their mouth. No, appropriately, because some things they need to express that we don't allow them to do so. And I really feel as though the Lord is in this area right now, showing me that we have to really be conscious of what we experience as children and we grow up as adults with these wounds and feelings that we never really resolve. So these buried feelings are very real. They are energy in of themselves. They are alive. They live in and constantly affect you. These buried feelings have a personality, and these feelings have been buried alive will. And of necessity have to manifest themselves sooner or later. These feelings may suddenly or smolderly or ferment for who knows how long, become apparent in your physical well-being. How? Through disease. Or the effect of these buried feelings could be exhibited in your relationships. Perhaps these feelings will become evident in your mental, emotional, or financial well-being. Take your pick, one or all. I'm going to put a pin in it right there. And then I'm gonna discuss disease, and I may go back to that portion later. Disease is a curse that comes from sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the curse entered this world. Being under the curse bring a separation from God, poverty, sickness, and disease. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into this world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Deuteronomy 28 reveals the curse and blessings. Verses 1 through 14 show us the blessing, and verses 15 through 16 show us the curses. All disease that we deal with now and those that will come in the future are included in the curses. If God wills for us to live free of the curse in body, soul, and spirit, however, we choose what we will have. God promised that if we listen to him and obey his word, he will bless us by taking away the disease and the disobedient cause, and the will put no disease on us. Let me say that again. God promised that if we listen to him and obey his word, he will bless us by taking away the disease that our disobedient cause, and will put no disease upon us. In order for us to be healed, we must take responsibility for our sin, repent and turn away from the sin so that God can forgive the sin and remove the consequences of the sin, which is disease. It is evidence that these blessings and curses are ordained for all people, not just Israel. The reality of disease and other curses in individuals and nations today prove this. The curse will not be removed until Jesus returns and establishes his kingdom on earth. Deuteronomy 11:26, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you this day, and the curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord, your God. But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Disobedience opens the door to the enemy and brings the curse. Jesus revealed a connection between disease and sin. In John 5, he healed the man at the pool of Bethesda who had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus came to him, he was in a miserable state. Jesus told him to take up his bed and walk in verse 8. A connection between disease and sin was established when Jesus told him not to sin anymore, or a worse thing would come on him. Now I asked myself a question, and question to self. I said, self, let's see. Now, I know there's a lot of diseases out here. You hear people being sick, people pass away, and all of these things. So, Lord, what are you saying here? What is it here that we need to get from this message? And what kept coming to me is repent. 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 So then I'm thinking, okay, people that have diseases and not get healed need to repent. They might not even be repenting for anything or curse that was done of this of themselves, but it could be a generational curse. So repenting doesn't mean just repent for your sins, but the sins of your forefathers.
I was going to say, you know, and I agree wholeheartedly, and I know, and I'm just going to use me and as an example. When something is going on in my body, when if my head hurts or my knee hurts or my back hurts or my stomach hurts or my ear or whatever, I'll ask myself, I'll say, God, what are you trying to get to me? What am I doing that I need to make adjustments? Because I equate it to something in the spirit. So, for example, if my knees are bothering me or my leg, I feel like, okay, my walk is trying to get crippled. So what am I doing off kilter, or am I doing something off kilter, or what is it that you're trying to show me where maybe I'm about to be tripped up, you know? If my ear is hurting, God, what are you trying to get me to hear that I'm missing? If my head is hurting, it's like, you know what, Lord, I bind it in the name of Jesus, because I know that God is trying to get me to think on something, and the enemy's trying to block what God is trying to show me and get me to process. I mean, that's just me, but at the same time, it's a way to take myself to the mirror to help me to stay in line with the word, you know, and making sure that I'm doing what God will have me to do. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking. One thing with disease is that let's be clear that God doesn't want us to walk in this way. He don't want us to walk in bad health or disease. That's why I really believe repent, because He wants good for you. He wants you to walk in divine health. He wants you to prosper. He wants your soul to prosper. These, as the word said, disobedient open the door to the enemy and bring the curse. That's in, I think I said it was Deuteronomy 11 through 26 through 28. We always talk about the blessings, but we don't never talk about the curse.
Amen.
We don't know. We try to like just run over it. Like, oops, let's just skip that and let's just be blessed, blessed, blessed. But in that, I believe he's saying, for those who are experiencing any health challenges or the feelings that we were talking about, in any of those areas, repent. Repent for yourself, the things that you know that you should repent for, but not only you, but your forefathers. That means your parents and your grandparents, because the curse goes from four generations down. So some of the things that you may be experiencing in your health may be something that your great-great-grandfather put on your family bloodline.
And you know what, and that's true, too, because I remember at one of the retreats, T had a book about the different, like, diseases and, you know, different ailments and what went along with that. And I'll just do what stuck out with me, and that's because, you know, we were dealing with that in our family at that time, was the whole kidney thing, and that the kidney is a filter. So with kidney disease, it's from harboring things that you should let go of, holding on to stuff or for unforgiveness or whatever the case may be. And I remember that me and my daughter, you know, if I broke it down to my daughter, we actually, you know, repented together and we prayed, because we don't know where it came from. We just know she had it. And we just prayed and then just asked God to reveal to us, you know, what was causing that so that it could be uprooted. And he did. He did. And like you said, it, you know, it can be from other people. It could, you know, it ain't necessarily got to be you, but it could be from folk in your past, you know, your forefathers.
Mm-hmm. Feelings that we have buried and we are completely unaware of are what create the challenge, the unease, the disease, the pain, and the crisis situation in our lives. And, you know, I have to stop and just praise God. I just thank you, Lord, because I have an uncle, bless his heart, and it might be like 20 years, it got to be like 20 years ago, where the health journey begun, I guess, in my life. It might be longer than that, but my uncle had came, and I guess he had started looking into the healthy way of living. Let me say it like that. So I call him doctor. I mean, I said, you don't need to go to school, because God has revealed all these things to you, and you are pouring into my life. And he used to say, dis-ease, and dis-ease is disease. Your body is at dis-ease.
Yes, I remember that.
Dis-ease is disease. And from over the period of time, you know, over the years, I'm stronger in my health walk than I was then. I'm not as strong as he is, because he just do straight vegetables and stuff like that. But as far as doing processed food and fast food and things like that, that's not one of my first choice. If I do it, it probably once every blue moon. Sodas, stuff like that. That's the place that he kind of like showed me a different way of healthy living. And when I was reading it, this ease, and I was like, that's what my uncle been saying for years. Disease is a disease in your body, and that's really the some of these things are coming from the way you feel and the lineages of your DNA. Let me read this part right here. In other words, dis-ease in any form is the natural consequences of unresolved negative feelings that have seemingly been forgotten, ignored, or buried.
Say that again, Sean.
Disease, and other is in any form is the natural consequences of unresolved negative feelings that have seemingly been forgotten, ignored, or buried.
Amen. That's powerful right there in and of itself, because, you know, it makes you, as you're going through these, you know, physical ailments, that's one question to ask. What am I holding on to? What am I harboring, God, that's causing this to manifest?
And I think that's where repentance comes in so strongly. Whenever we choose to focus our attention on, will automatically multiply in our lives. If our attention is on our troubles or the injustice of the past, they will become our trials of the present. Also, if instead our minds are focused on the blessings we have received or the love of God, family, and fellow men, these will grow stronger. Most of us recognize that we are not just a piece of flesh. We are at least five-dimensional. By this, I mean spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, and social. In other words, to be in tune or in balance and to work in harmony and realize fulfillment, these five dimensions serve us much more effectively, efficiently, and efficiently if they are attended to equally. In our younger years, many of us were taught to shut off and close down the emotional faucet of our being. We were programmed to deny feelings, to bury them. If our feelings was hurt or we didn't like something the way it was, we were taught to forget it, ignore it. Children are to be seen and not heard. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Don't think about it or be quiet. Be quiet and it might go away. Well, guess what? Those feelings didn't go away. Denying them didn't make them disappear. Those feelings was repressed, suppressed, suffered, and buried. However, it doesn't mean they went away. On the contrary, they registered somewhere inside of us. And the less than desirable circumstances we may find ourselves in today in any aspect of life are the manifestation of those so-called buried feelings. Those feelings did not leave just because we buried them alive. Doesn't mean they are dead. Those feelings are not dead unless they are resolved.
And you know what? That's true. And that's a confirmation because of a conversation that I had with my daughter today. It was via text message. But there's a, you know, family member that's really kind of taking her over. And I said, you know, you really need to have a conversation. And her thing was, this person's not going to listen to me. They're going to ignore me, and they're going to keep going, da 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 da. And, you know, she's just really disturbed by the whole thing. And so, you know, I told her, you know, well, I will sit down with you, and we'll have this conversation together with this person so that she can get her feel, you know, get it out. Because, you know, her whole thing is she doesn't want to be seen as disrespectful or anything like that. And I said, no, but if I'm sitting there with you, we can have this conversation so it isn't seen as being disrespectful, but at the same time, you're sharing how you feel and so you can get it out your system. And a lot of times, you know, we didn't get that coming up. Like you said, we just had to shut up. And so, you know, there's a way that we can do it with still maintaining respect and still keeping them in their, you know, at their right age where they're not too grown and disrespecting elders and all that kind of stuff, but keeping it so it's on an even keel.
Yeah, because now you really have to think about it at the age they are. They're coming into their adult, you know, adulthood, and they will express. They're going to have to express themselves, and they're going to have to learn how to express themselves respectfully. But
right.
as a child, like it said, now we're going back to what they said last week. And some of those children that think have these suicidal thoughts and cutting and bullying other people and just doing madness are experiencing these feelings that have not been addressed.
Right, right.
But can't address them either because their parents haven't addressed their feelings. So that's where you see a generation on top of generation on top of the generation. But God, that's why he's saying my people will be free.
Mm-hmm.
In him.
And I
so it's no need for us to be walking in this bondage, not knowing, because he's revealing it to you tonight.
Right. And you know, and I think a lot of times, you know, well, I ain't gonna say a lot of times, all the time, I think when you get ready to have these what they call crucial conversations at work, when you get ready to have these crucial conversations, you know, of course in the world they got this whole system that you should do before having a crucial conversation. But for real, it's just praying. God, go before us. You be in that room. You be in the midst of this conversation. You know, you decrease all of us and increase you in us so that when we had this conversation, you know, resolution can come without, you know, harm being caused and people leaving out worse than when they came in. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's the main thing, you know, in that, so that you can get those things out and you won't be harboring stuff you don't need to hold on to.
But I think, too, if you haven't been allowed all this time to be able to voice your feelings, you're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, too, I'm finding, too, in listening, you know, these kids today, boy, if you just listen, if you just let them talk, you'll get a whole lot. It's easier for a lot of them to communicate via text. Because they can say what they want to say without so much of the confrontation. You know what I mean? But what it does is it affects their social skills and their ability to connect face-to-face. Because then they don't want to talk. They want to be quiet. And but you still have to teach them how to develop those social skills as well.
All righty. Where did I leave off? Let me see. Let me go here. When Jesus came to earth, he fulfilled the law. He became the standard of righteousness and gave us the commandments to follow. Disease results in separation of relationships at three levels. Separation from God, caused by the failure to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Separation from ourselves, caused by failure to love ourselves. Separation from others, caused by the failure to love others.
Wow.
Let me say that again. Disease result in a separation of relationship at three levels. Separation from God, caused by the failure to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Separation from ourselves, caused by the failure to love ourselves. Separation from others, caused by the failure to love others.
Man, that's you sit on that right there by itself. You know, because the greatest commandment is what? To love.
Hmm.
So you fell into love yourself. You fell into love others. You fell into love God. That right there says a whole lot.
Now, you hear a lot of people say, oh, I love God. How about you? What's that song?
Right.
Yes, I do. I love God, but do you love yourself?
Right. Right. And it goes, and I just had the vision again, but how many people could actually hold up a mirror to themselves or just go to the mirror and stand in front of the mirror and say, I love you. I really do.
Yeah, really.
And be able to say it. I just, and, you know, not as a conceited thing, but just to because they love themselves. Man, girl, you are fabulous. You are just one of a kind. You're a
You think about it, because when you say conceited or something like that, see, that's what the enemy wants you to say. Oh, you conceited because you love you that much. You're all on you. But you're supposed to be all on you. It said, love yourself.
Right. But see, what it is, they'll try to pervert it and turn it, you know, and try to make you out to be selfish. Loving yourself is not the same as being selfish.
No.
You know, and that's the thing that you have to, you know, we have to get past. I can love me and not be selfish because I'm a very giving person. So it's just, you know, but I'm confident in who I am as a child of the King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's what, you know, but being able just to look in that mirror and say that, you know, I am joint heir with Christ. Christ is my brother.
Yeah.
You know, the windows of heaven have been opened to pour out onto me. That's kind of, you know, and the enemy will, you know, don't get me wrong, don't get it twisted. He will rock you every now and then, try to throw you off course. But you just got to pick up your bootstraps and get right back on. Wait a minute, hold up, player. We ain't doing that because God said this and God said that.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to believe what God said. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it always taken to the cross. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hang on a tree. The reconciling work of Jesus on the cross not only includes salvation, but also provides for healing of disease. Isaiah prophesied concerning Jesus was fulfilled in Matthew 8:16-17, when he cast out evil spirits and healed the sick. Matthew 8:16-17, when the evening was come, they brought to him many that was possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. The act of scourging opened the door for our healing today. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and his stripes we are healed. Our time getting away from us, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I think I will pin it right there for today.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking. I just forgot I had muted my thing. But those scriptures you had posted, I was going to save this, and you know, and I was like, but there is something. I guess it could be a part of the Bible verse breakdown at this point, but it kind of goes in line with what we were talking about, and it was out of Ephesians chapter 1, verse verse 4 and 5, and it says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. And the Bible, it breaks down, it says, Paul says that God chose us to emphasize that salvation depends totally on God. We are not saved because we deserve it, but because God is gracious and freely gives salvation. We did not influence God's decision to save us. He saved us according to his plan. Thus, there is no way to take credit for our salvation or to allow room for pride. The mystery of salvation originated in the timeless mind of God long before we existed. It is hard to understand how God could accept us, but because of Christ, we are holy and blameless in his sight. God chose us, and when we belong to him through Christ Jesus, God looks at us as if we have never sinned. All we can do is express our thanks for his wonderful love. That God decided in advance to adopt us is another way of saying that salvation is God's work and not our own doing. In his infinite love, God has adopted us as his own children. Through Jesus' sacrifice, he brought us into his family and made us heirs along with Jesus. In Roman law, adopted children had the same rights and privileges as biological children, even if they had been slaves. Paul uses this term to show how strong our relationship to God is. Have you ever entered into this loving relationship with God? You can see more on the meaning of adoption in Galatians 4, 5 through 7. But I say all of that to say that God loved us. And he loved us just because. He loved us. He chose us. He saw us as being without spot or wrinkle through his son Jesus when we accept Jesus Christ. And so it's because he just loved, you know, somebody loving you without wanting anything from you. They just love you just because they love you. That in and of itself should make you, and he's adopted us and called us his own. That should right there make us really happy to look in to the mirror and say, you know what, I'm all that in a bag of chips because God chose me. He didn't have to, but he did anyhow. God loved me. He adopted me. He made me join heir with Christ. I'm all that. We don't have to feel defeated. And then as we learn and grow in that, we can learn how to let those things go and repent of our sins and past sins and sins of our forefathers so we can get rid of all the illnesses and dis-ease that's running rampant in our body.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Healing comes through confession of sin, repentance, sacrificial prayer, and ministry. However, we must appropriate this healing through faith, just as we must appropriate salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Disease indicates there is a curse, but the curse does not come without a cause. That's it for tonight. Praise God.
Praise God. He's good.
Yes, he is.
He's worthy to praise. Yes, he is.
Announcements. Let me think. Oh, next Monday. Next Monday, we will not be on the air live, but we will have a pre-recorded Monday. We're not sure what the topic will be, but we will select one, and that will be play for next Monday. What else we have? That's it, I think.
Other than, you know, the bus trip is coming up, March 26th, so be prepared to be those that are going on the bus trip at Oxon Hill Park and Ride at 7:30 a.m. because we will be leaving at 8 o'clock sharp. And then also, if you are interested on going to, on the Weekend of Serenity, October 28th to October 30th, please contact us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net.
And also, this coming Saturday at 7 a.m., we will be doing a school prayer walk around Westlake High School in Waldorf, Maryland, if you're interested, or just want to meet us out there in the parking lot, Westlake High School, 7 a.m., or you can email us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net.
Amen.
Is it anything else, Victoria?
Yes. Actually, I want to say that I think you guys did a lovely job with tonight's topic. You know, when you first started, although you were relating to some of the aspects from last week's topic, in which the children did a lovely job, and I do have a surprise coming for them, but this topic was really on point. I think youth could benefit from it as well as adults. There are a lot of adults today, you know, whether you suffer from bullying or some other type of abuse, you know, they deal with the pent-up tension from work or this or that and the other and don't know how to decompress all the time. Or they find themselves flying off the handle and snapping and don't really understand that they're doing it, let alone why, which begins to start another cycle for the youth, because if your parents are doing these things, you become suppressed, and, you know, it does become a vicious cycle. I loved how you talked about the dis-ease and disease. There is so much truth in that, and I've had an opportunity to do some personal studies on a spiritual level about, and, you know, what I've read and learned very briefly is that each disease is a result of some particular affliction. So, for example, if you have diabetes, you know, it can come, there's studies that support that it could come from, you know, not releasing certain problems from the past, as well as certain cancers and other things that develop. So I think that you guys did a wonderful job. This was a wonderful topic. It was informative while harmonious, and I really enjoyed tonight's session. Also, whichever topic that you do select, I'll make sure that it is advertised for that particular topic for next Monday. But thank you so much for doing what you guys do. This was a great show, and I just appreciate you allowing me to give my input.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, we can probably stay in this area for a while, which if God lead us to stay in the area, we will. He will show me in the near future. But let's close out. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for just blessing us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for being a great I Am. We thank you for being El Shaddai, our Redeemer, our Prince of Peace. Father God, each and every spoken word tonight, Lord God. Allow your Holy Spirit to go and touch those places where the feelings are buried alive. The dis-ease is tormenting their bodies. Touch their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. That they will turn away from their sin and repent. And allow your light to shine in those dark places. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for raining down on us and opening the windows of heaven for us to receive all the blessings that you have for us. Daddy God, we just love you. And we just praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We open our hearts up to you, Lord God. We release all those past hurts, disappointments. Bitterness, anger, unforgiveness. We release them right now in the name of Jesus. We serve notice to Satan right now that he has no right to continue to torment us with those past hurts and afflictions. We just thank you, Lord God, that we are free in you. That your precious blood will be over the doorposts of our hearts. We seal this prayer tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Ladies, before we conclude, I just got a caller with their hand up. If we have a couple minutes to try to take the caller, hopefully they haven't been waiting long. Blog Talk has been experiencing some complications. Is it okay to squeeze them in for the last couple of minutes?
Sure, yes.
2177, I hope you haven't been waiting long. Welcome to Motivational Mondays. Oh, they hung up. I'm sorry.
They hung up?
Yeah, they hung up.
Okay. Well, bless them. Whatever they was going to say, bless them, Lord. Allow another opportunity for them to say it on another show. Amen.
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 All right, ladies. Good night.
Okay,
good night,
well, until we meet again. May we move forward in peace and with blessings and love, and we'll be reconvening live here for Motivational Mondays on March 7th, but as LaShawn said, we'll have something very special on this leap year, the 29th. So peace and blessings.
I love
Amen.
You. Amen.